Welcome to Entanglement Radio, transcendent talk for the conscious mind. Join us for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science, new thought, and conscious healing. Explore the potential and infinite possibilities of what it means to be human with some of the best guests in radio. At Entanglement Radio, it is all connected. Now, here is your host, Angela Levesque, on the OM Times Radio Network.
To Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the OM Times Radio Network. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful foothills, the Rocky Mountains, here in Boise, Idaho. I have a great guest for you today. We have Jane Del Piero, and we're going to be talking about theta healing and the power of beliefs and how we can kind of rid ourselves of some of those subconscious beliefs that hold us back from living our best lives. But before we get there, I have some pretty big news, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit more near the end of the show. This will actually be my last broadcast here on the OM Times Radio Network. I've really enjoyed my time here, and I'm super grateful for the experience and the exposure. But I'm going to be taking Entanglement Radio off the air, and it's actually going to become a podcast, and it's going to expand into more of a transdisciplinary conversation about the potentials and possibilities of what it means to be human, and not just spirituality and metaphysics, but moving into technology, innovation, science, philosophy, medicine. And so I have been spend some quiet time with my heart, and this is really what I want to be doing. So as I said, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that near the end of the show. So I do hope that if you do want to keep in touch with Entanglement Radio, that you can go to HestiaHealth.com and you can join my newsletter. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at Hestia Health and Entanglement Radio. And actually, my new show is going to be on a larger platform that I am creating right now called Conversations from the Brink. And you can go there. It's a little mini website right now. I've just kind of put up the bones of the site, but it will be developing in the next few weeks, definitely. So you can go to Conversations from the Brink as well to learn more about Entanglement Radio. So that being said, I do have a fantastic guest for you here. Jane Del Piero is a medicine woman, modern day, modern day shaman, dream accelerator, healer, acupuncturist, nutritionist, sound healer, ascension facilitator, and transformational guide. She's a sparkling, vibrant, radiant woman who has worked internationally for over 15 years, enhancing and supporting the healing of the body. Jane helps individuals step into their power and truth by relinquishing their self-doubts, limiting beliefs and fears, releasing old patterns and behaviors that no longer serve them. Jane's intention is to guide and support individuals who have chosen to be present and do the work that is necessary to tap into their amazing health, vitality, power, personally, professionally, and spiritually. So with that, I feel very honored and blessed to welcome Jane Del Piero to the program. Hello, Jane. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. And, you know, as I'm looking at, over your website and I'm reading your biography and your, you know, medicine woman, modern day shaman, acupuncturist, nutritionist, sound healer, I just think, wow, what, tell us a little bit about your background that brought you here with this very multidimensional tool set.
I started having dreams at about 5 years old of a Native American who I actually took my mother to his house a few months before my father passed away. And then when my father died, I kind of shut off a lot of things because of the nature of his death and what happened. I shut off a lot of things for a number of years. And then via music, it started to come back to me. And I basically had to heal all seven levels of my existence from every plane of existence that I have been in and every human lives in to get to heal the wounds of my childhood and my life. And in so doing, it was a gift that I can turn around and be a helper to others. Wow. Give service to others.
So let's talk about theta healing. When, you know, somebody has a background such as yourself, like I said, with this amazing transdimensional toolkit, What was it about theta healing that you thought, yes, I need to bring this into the mix?
The theta healing is one of the ways that humans can access the seventh plane of existence. That's where there's the spirit is, the creator of all that is. God dwells. And it's just one healing modality that allows us to directly access and make commands on behalf of individuals to have beliefs or programs deleted, resolved, released, cleared, to implant new programs or belief systems in that level with God's grace or the creator of all that is assisting us.
And so when you say the seventh level, is that the same thing as like the seventh layer of the auric field, or is that something different?
Well, there's basically seven planes of existence. And the first plane of existence, that's like the minerals. That's the mineral kingdom, and that's the earth itself, but deep down inside the earth. And then the second level of existence, or the plane of existence, would be the organic minerals, the vitamins, the plants, the trees, the things on the top of the earth, the fairies, the elementals. The third plane of existence is the where we live in the physical world. And that's where the trap in fear holds people. The fourth plane of existence is the realm of the spirit. And it's where some people exist after death. It's the ancestor spirits, the animal totems, the shamans are invoked in this healing space. In the fifth plane of existence, that's the guardian angels and the ascendant masters. A lot of the energy of the conscious angels can be aliens or mother, father, spirit. There's 100 levels within that fifth plane of existence. The sixth plane of existence would be the laws of everything, the law of gravity, the law of time, the law of geometry, the law of light and sound. It creates the fabric of the universe. And in the seventh plane of existence, that is where the creator of all that is dwells, that God dwells, that who we see created this, Krishna dwells. That's the place of creation. It's the guff where the souls come from.
Wow, that is much deeper than I've read a lot of books because of all the guests that I've had on this program, and I don't think somebody has explained that to me in such a clear way that now all of a sudden all of these pieces are coming together for me. So when you say we need to heal on or that you needed to heal on that seventh layer, is that stuff that's created in this lifetime? Is it created in multiple lifetimes? Tell us a bit more about that.
These beliefs can be created in a couple of different levels. There's the core belief level, which is our subconscious mind. And that's basically from the minute of conception forward. Inside the womb, we pick up energies, beliefs, and ideas. Shame is actually imprinted into the fetus. Fear, love, anything that your mother or your father experience, whatever they're experiencing, you're imprinted into your DNA, your genetic levels, all these levels. So at the core level, that's our subconscious mind. And from childhood forward, everything that we're told or taught or believe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then there's our genetic belief system, which is more in our morphogenic field. That's our DNA from our parents, both sides, and their parents, all their sides. It's that ancestral memory that we carry, our core beliefs, and it's more than two generations old. So a lot of people have deep core beliefs about certain things, depending on what their parents thought or their parents' parents thought. Then there's that historic level, which is where we've witnessed these things in past lives or on a genetic deep level. These are deep energetic memories. They're the human collective consciousness. These can be things that are witnessed in past lives, and then you will carry them forward into this lifetime. And then there's the soul level, which is the deepest level. And that's where we're still learning. That's a lot about this lifetime. So we can redirect that as we work in our destiny and really get on our soul's destiny path. This is where grief and sorrow can be carried to that soul level. So when people have soul level injuries, you have to really get in there and actually access what that was and release that. So the grief and the sorrow can be released so they can reformat on a cellular level completely.
Wow. So there is so much more to this than I was thinking. So essentially, when you say that you're healing that, is this would you describe theta healing as like an energy modality?
It's a form of energy work. I will enter a state of meditation, and in so doing, I ground myself into the earth. And then when I go out and through the seven planes of existence, because I start down in the earth and then come through, when I go out and I talk to God, I get into the seventh plane of existence, I will make a command on your behalf, stating that you would like to have a belief changed or a program changed, and then I ask for it to be witnessed and witness the program being changed. And in there you can actually see in a visionary space, I will witness very bizarre things happening. It's like new programs being loaded into a computer or CDs into a slot, and the old ones they'll take out and they'll clean them. Sometimes they'll make them all gold. Depends on, sometimes they'll be upside down for a person, or it'll be bent or have a crack, so they'll put in a new one. It's all sorts of different things when I get into that meditative state, depending on the person.
And so does that rely on your clairvoyant abilities? Are there other people who maybe, you know, you're describing those downloads in a very visual way. Is that part of the training for somebody in Theta Healing? Or is there somebody who might be more clairaudient, being able, or claircognizant, just knowing that those... that stuff is occurring?
Yeah, I can hear you. You'll get it on all different levels. So you'll hear it, you'll see it, you'll feel it, you'll taste it, you'll smell it. There is no set way that people get the information. And in the Theta Healing practice, what we actually do is we just go in through the set format. We make the command, we witness the healing. Sometimes some people don't even see anything, hear anything, nothing. They'll just get this feeling, and then they get a done window or a done sign, and then they come back and it's changed. Because it's through kinesiology or muscle testing that we test the person to see if the belief is still sticking or if it's cleared. So I'll ask them a question. Do you believe this? And we see where we're at.
Yeah. Well, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about DNA activations and these downloads that you were talking about, and just explore this further. I'm really enjoying this. We'll be back here with Jane Del Piero on Entanglement Radio on the Om Times Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And Angela Levesque, right here on the OM Times Radio Network. My guest again today, if you're just joining us, is Jane Del Piero. And if you'd like to learn more about her, you can go to her website at lovelight.net, and that's LUVlight.net. So, Jane, I wanted to ask you, so theta healing obviously is connected to the theta brainwave state. And you had mentioned as a practitioner that you go into this deep meditative state. Do you also bring, is it necessary that the client that you're working with also reach this theta brainwave state?
No, but I do recommend that my clients or people start getting into meditation to help calm their brains and to help change neural pathways so they don't repeat the patterns that are happening, so they're not triggered again to recreate the same program.
Well, that makes sense. Having my, a background myself in natural health and healing modalities, it's a different perspective. You can do this work and then you have to, but you also have to do the day-to-day work. You have to change the way you the thoughts in your head. You have to change the food you eat in your body. You have to move your body more often. And when we look at more Western medicine, right, which is here, we'll take a pill. And yes, it would be great if you made some of these changes, but it really has to go hand in hand with the daily self-care. Would you agree?
Yes, because our body is a temple, and we either have a temple or we have the amusement park. And so when I have my temple, every morning I wake up and in my temple, I have to clean my temple. I meditate in my temple. I make sure that it's nice and the sun's shining in my temple. I get outside. I allow nature into my temple. I do something for others. I be of service in my temple every day. I treat my temple with clarity and respect when I allow the foods or the thoughts or the intentions in. If I catch myself in a negative thought pattern, what I'll do is I'll go out and I'll exercise. So I release it on the way out on a hike, say, and then on the way back, it's cleared and gone. I'll throw it into the river. I'll leave it in nature. I'll hug a tree, whatever. And all these things allow me to keep my temple clean instead of being in the amusement park where there's sleeping in late, partying, eating junk food, talking poorly about myself, sitting around watching TV for hours, getting heavy, doing all these things about not caring about my body. So I choose to live in a temple. My body is my temple.
I love that juxtaposition, because I definitely, there was times in my life where my body was an amusement park. Everything was a thrill ride and let's see, and it was part of exploration and getting to know myself and what I like, what I don't like, challenging the boundaries in which I see the world, which now I can do through meditation and other much more practices of respect versus, just wanting to have fun. So I like that because I can absolutely connect with a time where my body was an amusement park.
Yeah. And as can I, and that's how I can connect on a deeper level to the clients and the type of people I work on, because I have been there and I have made the journey across that rainbow bridge into what I call my temple and finding that peace and that calmness and that serenity and actually falling in love with who I am.
I think that that's a good point because, even people will say to me, because I used to have a show that was all about health and healing, and they just had this idea that I was always this pristine person who, was always treating my body with respect. And I said, no. And I, absolutely, it allowed me to do my work on a deeper place because I have been there. I have treated my body horribly and I've just partied and done all of that stuff. And I think we get this idea that we like to shame people, I think, in our society. And I think it's a good reminder that we're not always perfect. And that's not the point really either. And that we've all been on journeys and made decisions and we just need to figure out what's right for ourselves instead of putting other people on pedestals or, just looking to other people for the answers.
Yes, our journey, I believe our journey is to our heart, to find love, to allow ourselves to shine the light that dwells within us. And in so doing, we have to learn the lessons, get through the things that we've been handed, and accept the life that we've actually created here to be who we want to be on this, to create our soul's destiny path. That's the evolution of our soul, is to learn these things. And in so doing, we shine brighter and brighter each day. And when I shine bright, it allows somebody else to learn how to do it and show them the way.
So does theta healing allow us, you know, perhaps that we did had a, we had a huge portion of our life where we were in amusement park, and maybe we have some regrets or some decisions or ideas about ourselves. Does theta healing give us the capacity to release some of that stuff?
Yes. There's a number of different downloads or activations that we can do in theta healing, such as waking up dormant parts of our spiritual DNA. The DNA is now becoming part of the Earth's collective consciousness. So when we activate this, we are stepping into what I call the flower of life and walking on that pattern. And so it's that we become more centered, and the activation is done within yourself. And so when we do it, the person sleeping next to us, our spouse or something, because it's a cell to cell talk, they will also get an activation. It might take a little bit longer than them. But when you have a DNA activation or something like this, sometimes you'll experience like a cold or flu-like symptoms, because you're actually clearing toxins through, because toxic beliefs, toxic thoughts is what is actually dis-ease. Disease is the word. Dis-ease is created from what we think, what we believe, what we're taught, how we feel, what we see, what is projected upon us. So when we go in and we clear these things out, it's like we're releasing layers that are bogging us down and making us age. And DNA activation is one of them. You can go in and you can clear off wayward spirits or psychic attacks that people are putting towards you to help you get more clear and on your path. Because oftentimes we get distracted by people around us.
So these DNA activations, and, you know, I've read from many different disciplines this idea that we actually have 12 strands of DNA. Is that what you're doing, is waking up those other aspects of ourselves, of that structure?
Well, we have the 46 chromosomes and the 23 pairs on the two strands. And then by doing this activation, yes, we are creating a pattern of allowing the other strands of DNA that are what are called the Christ codes, the light codes, for us to drop back into our body so we can remember what our missions on the earth here are, because our jobs here on the planet Earth are to take care of the mother, our mother Earth. She feeds us, she nurtures us, she gives us everything we need. And that's the job of humans, is that we're spiritual warriors here. So when we wake up these DNA codes, yes, it's a purification, it's a cleansing, it's a healing.
And do you feel that, so I've interviewed Dr. Eric Pearl a few times, and he talks about, he kind of ushered in, he's the founder of Reconnective Healing. And he was saying that there is new frequencies available to us that, for some reason we were not able to access before, or maybe that they're brand new, you know, to this time, particularly in our human evolution. From a theta healing perspective, is that something that you would agree with, that this kind of, this activation of our DNA is something that is, timely and very specific to this moment in our humanity's evolution?
Yeah, because once enough people have been activated, it will happen spontaneous to people without having it done by a practitioner. So then it'll start to go, the collective consciousness on the planet Earth will begin to change. And the spiritual warriors will wake up.
And what changes for the people that have had this DNA activation?
It's like a youth and vitality. Your youth and vitality returns to you. You find this joy, the bliss, the happiness in life. What made you happy as a child? What was the made you have so much joy every day? And finding that again in our lives helps us release stress, release tension, release the pathways that are going to create dis-ease in us.
And is this, you know, before the break, we had talked about, say somebody comes in and does some healing work and then goes back to their old ways of treating their body like an amusement park. Is there is it once you're activated, or can you, is there still potential for you to fall back into old patterns?
There's still potential for you to fall back into old patterns because of a trigger. Say if you've had a suicide in your childhood or something, and then somebody in your life does that again, it might trigger it. But that's you just healing another level of it. It doesn't mean that the activation itself will go away. It might mean that you need to clear a different level of your DNA or a genetic code that's happening. In the historic level might need to be cleared where the activation is actually happening at this time. Doesn't mean it'll go back to the same place. It might mean that it's going to clear it on all your past lives all of a sudden.
That is so fascinating. And as far as the downloads, what are some of the things? Is it just strictly new beliefs that we're downloading, or is it sometimes information that humanity needs right now?
Both. Both. You can download information for humanity about the sacred geometry of snowflakes and how important snow is on the planet, why people need to pray for rain and snow every day, because water is life. We can do downloads of feelings, so what it feels like to be divinely supported, what God's definition of safety is, what it feels like to be safe from God's definition of it, what it feels like to be worthy of love from God's definition of it. We can download those type of feelings into people, along with downloading peace, the enfolding the individual and all beings into peace and love.
You use the word God a lot. Is that very in alignment with our idea of God, perhaps from a religious perspective, or does it mean something different or bigger for you?
It means something totally different and bigger for me. It's like the creator of all that is. It's the goddess, the God, the one that created everything for us. It can be Buddha for people. It could be Jerry Garcia. It could be Krishna. It can be, I don't care who it is. As long as that we have a belief that something created this, and that's how we got here, because it's a divine plan.
All right. When we return, I want to talk more about, a little bit about the history of Theta Healing, and ask you what the craziest thing you've cleared with Theta Healing is. So we'll return here with Jane Del Piero on Entanglement Radio. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Come on down. You're the next listener of the Joe Show's second annual salute to game shows, Price is Right, Uncensored, a two-part series airing on Wednesday, March 9th and Wednesday, March the 16th. We will take you back all the way to September 4th, 1972, the first day Price is Right aired on CBS. The Joe Show speaks with longtime former producer Roger Dobkowitz, Million Dollar Spectacular announcer Randy West, and longtime former Price is Right legendary host Bob Barker. So mark down Wednesday, March 9th and Wednesday, March 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern, OM Times Radio on The Joe Show.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
All right, we are back here and you're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the Om Times Radio Network. If you're just joining us, we have Jane DelPiero on the show. She's a medicine woman, modern day shaman, dream accelerator, healer, acupuncturist, among many other things. And we are talking today about theta healing. If you want to learn more about Jane while you're listening live, you can go to lovelight.net, and that's L-U-V, lovelight.net. So, Jane, How old is this modality? Is it rather new comparatively to a lot of other energy type techniques?
Yes, it's very new compared to other energy techniques. The Chinese medicine is a 5,000-year-old medicine, and theta healing in 1995, a woman from Idaho, actually Idaho,
oh, really?
Idaho Falls, Viana Stedbol, had three young children, and she was diagnosed with a cancer in her leg, and it was destroying her right femur. And she was using, you know, conventional and alternative medicines that had failed. And she, until she decided to employ a simple technique that she had used in her work as an intuitive healer, and she cured herself instantaneously. And then she started to use this approach with her sessions and her clients and saw like miraculous healings. So it's putting yourself into that theta brain state to connect with the creative energy that moves through all things.
Now, is that theta brainwave state hard to achieve, or is there certain tools and techniques that you learn in order to bring yourself into that slower brainwave state?
Well, in order to hold that deep theta state, all psychic senses and chakras must be in union. And it's what the ancients called the kundalini. I had a kundalini rising in 2012, so that activated it completely for me to where I can incorporate all seven levels of healing or seven planes of existence. So it's through my deep meditative state that I can enter that theta realm. And the more you meditate, the more easily you'll be able to get into the theta state.
So I imagine the founder of Theta Healing. I know that, you know, when I used to have my show on health and healing, and anytime I would talk about alternative cancer techniques and I would be promoting the show, people would say that I'm dangerous, that I have no business talking about that. It seems to be one of those very controversial conversations that people are just like, you can't say stuff like that. Has Theta Healing received any backlash from even sharing that experience of hers?
Yeah, I'm sure she has. And that's why I actually went and took the class, because I had experienced the Theta session from somebody more on an emotional level for some things. And then I had read her bio and stuff, and I was like, oh, now I'm interested. I'm going to go check this out. And then witnessing the transformation that the other students who were brand new to healing, you know, we had one teacher, one guy was a real estate agent, and then another one was a young musician. Witnessing the transformation that they went through over the three-day first course weekend, I was like, wow, this is really powerful medicine, and I don't necessarily have to tout that it cures cancer or anything like that. All I'm doing is touting that it's changed people's belief systems. So maybe it just changed the belief system of I am sick to I am not sick for her. And that's how she actually goes around that for her. That's the belief that she has for her now.
So it's truly the foundation, and this is one of the things I learned too on my previous show on health and healing, is that whether you're talking to somebody from traditional Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic or aromatherapy, everybody has their own foundations for healing and understanding of how disease begins to manifest in our physical body. So is it truly our beliefs from a theta healing or theta healing perspective that creates those that creates the manifestation of disease in the body?
Yeah, and it goes back to those four levels that I talked about the disease entering from, the core level. So those are the things that we are here or taught from our childhood forward. So these are beliefs that we are not even aware of, like money doesn't grow on trees is a belief that a lot of people have. And actually, where does money come from? Paper comes from a tree, correct? So it does grow on trees. And so it's there's these beliefs that are limiting to some people because that belief will actually hinder some people from actually making the money they desire or achieving the wealth they see coming to them actually on their destiny path because of a limiting belief of money doesn't grow on trees. That's how simple it could be. And they were told that by their grandmother when they were four. And so then that's one level. Another one is that those genetic beliefs that come through from generation to generation to generation to generation. A genetic belief is women shouldn't make that much money. That's a genetic belief. Well, I don't believe that one, so I make good money for what I do because I've cleared that belief. So then you get into that historic level belief of that would be that a historic level belief could be that children are seen and not spoken to, or that Americans are patriotic, or these historic level beliefs that actually could be limiting to somebody because maybe a child has something very important to say because they're an enlightened being like the Dalai Lama who comes around and is found when he's very young. And then there's those soul level beliefs that are things, the grief and sorrow have put that down there because of an injury to you or an injury to your soul. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of love. And then Theta Healing can clear those limiting beliefs too. So there's all those levels of beliefs. And it's identifying where it's at, sitting for somebody. It's like pulling a card. So if I pulled the card, where would the house collapse?
How do you find that, so some of these things, especially, you know, genetic or historical, would not be at a level of their consciousness. They wouldn't just be able to say, oh, this is my belief that I have carried on from two generations. So how do people, I don't know if how I want to ask this question, but so there's going to be some things that people understand, like, oh, I learned about my ideas about money from my parents and that you had to work really hard and you had to sacrifice. And so that might be at a certain level of conscious awareness that they have. So are you able to pinpoint and say, oh, yes, I see this idea that money doesn't grow on trees and be very specific in that regard and say, this is a belief that you hold? Or does it matter that you know exactly what those beliefs are? You can just go in and clear them.
Usually through discussion and words that they say to me, because when a person first talks to me on the phone, because I do a lot of distance healing with the Theta, they'll call up, they'll start to talk to me about something. And then keywords will pop up about what they want to work on. I want to work on my life partner. I want to work on creating, you know, my destiny with the man I love and blah, blah, and all these things. And then what it'll come down to after they talk about it enough, I'll be like, okay, is the question, let's test, I'm worthy of love. Yes or no? Did they get a yes or no through a muscle testing? I deserve love, yes or no? I love myself, yes or no. I love others, yes or no. I can allow love in, yes or no. And then we go from that. And then through those questions, we start to dig a little bit deeper. Like, what's the worst thing about allowing love in? What's the best thing about allowing love in? And they'll say, like, I lose my power or I lose my identity. And then, well, what's your identity? And so we start digging. It's through a process of digging that I start to identify what one card on the bottom of the house of cards, if I pulled it, would be the one that went. So worthiness, say, or shame. I have shame from childhood from something that happened, so then I'm not allowing others to love me. But I want love, because when you want it, it's a proverbial thing that you put out in front of you that you're always desiring but never attaining, because you're just wanting it. It's not yours yet.
Wow, that sounds incredibly powerful. So what's the craziest thing that you've cleared with Theta Healing?
Let's see. The craziest thing I've cleared with Theta Healing is a friend who is a musician who is very shy and didn't want to sing, write his, like, put his music out on the stage. Instead, he would play other people's music and, you know, do these things. So we did the Theta Healing with him. And now he is like over the top what he's doing. And he's writing constantly. And it's amazing to watch and witness that, because he was already the musician. And to witness him being so shy and folded within like a walnut shell or something almost, and then opening it up and seeing the little boy that came through, I was just like, oh my God. And to have somebody at his caliber and what he does actually ask me to do this for him, I was like, really? And then when I witnessed the transformation that took place for him, I was just blown away. And I was like, this is really amazing and cool how this works for people.
And so when you clear beliefs, when we think about things, we won't talk about cancer, but say we talk, there's something else very physically that is going on, maybe type 2 diabetes. How does altering the beliefs help to heal the diabetes, or does it?
Well, we could, in that instance, we would download the feeling, what it feels like for the kidneys to perform properly, what it feels like in the body for you to know how to process sugar properly, what it feels like to do proper gluconeogenesis. It's called the conversion of glycogens from sugars to glycogen for the body, and actually allow the body to witness or enter into a divine matrix where people are doing this.
Oh, wow. That is really cool.
Because there's a matrix, a divine matrix of people who have diabetes. And then there's a divine matrix of people who don't. So we need to move that person from their collective consciousness and energetic field into another energetic field. So my energetic field is I'm a skier. I snow ski. That doesn't mean I'm a surfer. That energetic field of the surfer is different. When I go to the beach, I have to enter that energetic field. So I have the person no longer identify with I'm a diabetic.
Mm. So I can imagine, you know, people who go to talk therapy for years and years and years and years and just rehash, and that that just keeps them in that energetic field of I'm stuck here and I'm not gonna.
You're stuck in the river, just rowing in those rapids. Keep going.
Well, when we get back, I want to get down to a little bit more nuts and bolts. How long do sessions take? Distance healing, those kind of things. So when we return here with Jane Del Piero, we'll explore a little bit more about Theta Healing. You're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. We'll be right back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
This is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. My guest again today is Jane Del Piero, and we are talking about beliefs and theta healing, and just a fantastic conversation here about healing on all seven levels, which I just think is amazing. So let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this. So does somebody have to come and see you and like lay on a table and be physically in your presence to do this work?
No, no. I do a lot of remote viewing or distance healing, I call it. And through the theta technique, I'm able to send my consciousness through space and time to read a person intuitively anywhere on the planet. So it's, I don't have to be physically touching that person to facilitate a reading. What I do is I ask the person where they are in the world so that I know where to send my consciousness in the command of my processing. So I visualize myself traveling to the person and entering their space. So it takes me like, you know, 4 or 5 seconds to do that once I connect into where they're at.
And so how long does a typical session take?
They're usually about an hour, sometimes a little bit longer. People, if we start to clear a lot, and then by the end of an hour, they'll want to ask some more questions. And then they'll realize that it's something that they have to work with a little bit and will dig deeper, you know, so hour, hour and a half at the most.
And typically, how do people, you know, my beginning in energy work was doing Reiki, and people could generally expect to feel quite relaxed, but are they very engaged with you the entire hour, or is there a time when they're laying still and letting you do the work that you do?
I would say 75% of the time they're totally engaged with me through kinesiology, which is known as muscle testing. So we set a baseline of what is yes and no with their body. And then each time we get to a belief system that needs to be altered or changed or released, we actually witness it through the muscle testing to say, yes, I believe this. And then I go in for a minute or two, I will check out when I go into my meditation and make the command. And then when I return back to the person, then they retest again. So at the most, there's, depending on the number of questions and things that I'm clearing for them, there's a minute or two, maybe three that I'm gone for each of the times that I'm doing the work. Mm-hmm. Because I have to drop into meditation to witness the work on that seventh plane of existence for my client.
And typically, how many times do people come and see you?
I've had a number of patients just come once or call once or twice for things. So I have a number of patients that come call me once a month for distance healing because they're clearing things or we're working on deep and profound things to help them create businesses and all sorts of things like that. So really pushing them to find their soul evolutionary path. I have a number of clients that will call me, you know, once every 3 months. You know, they set up a little schedule. It's kind of like their clearinghouse where they write things down on their chalkboard of things that have been coming up. They'll call me, we clear them, and then I'll say, I'll talk to you in 90 days, and we set a time, and we meet on that date again, and then we clear whatever else has come up for them. So it's allowing each time that they get what we call the onion in life, and they start peeling it, to write down what's in the layers, and then we clear it, and then they can go on and move on to that next level in their evolutionary path.
And how does this help with manifestation in the physical plane?
Well, we can also, through theta healing, we can create things because we create our own reality. That's the most important thing that anybody has to remember from all of this. We create our own reality. We create our own reality. What I think in my head is the movie I'm projecting to the world. So it's the reality I'm creating. Years ago, when I was in acupuncture school, I told people when I was done with acupuncture school, I was going to move back to Telluride, Colorado, and I was going to ski every day. Year after year after year. Well, here I am 10 years later, and I have manifested a private practice where I have done that, where I can go skiing every day for a little while in my day during that winter time and experience and be outside. And it's through theta healing too. I did this years before that because I work a lot in manifestation and stuff. But through theta healing, we can go in, and the concept of manifestation is a belief that it is possible to create something in the physical using the power of the creator of all that is. So just talking and thinking about things will sometimes manifest them in your life. And visualizing increases our chances of about 50% of the manifestation. But when we use a theta state, it increases the manifestation enormously to about 80 or 90%.
Wow.
And so I just go in and I make a command for the individual to manifest. It is commanded that I have this in my life right now. And then I state the manifestation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done. And then I do it on the behalf of the individual. And I witness them actually being there. For instance, I was at, saw a band the other night, and the opening band, the young band, was amazing. And I looked at him and I said, you're going to play in front of 70,000 people one day. And he was like, and he kind of smiled at me. And I was like, no, you have to believe it. Tell me you believe that. And then he looked up and he shifted his belief and he's like, I see. I was like, good. So do I. And I walked away. All I need him to do is see himself doing that at some point in his life, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, he'll be there. He just has to witness that belief himself.
Hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
This is a little bit off topic, but in your bio, you say that you're an ascension facilitator. What do you think ascension really looks like? I always think this is an interesting idea because sometimes people think ascension is like we just leave our bodies and we go and we just travel in our astral bodies. What does that mean for you?
Ascension for me means basically that there's a ladder in front of all of us, and they're stacked on this spiritual wall, we can call them. And so as we enter our life, we're going up the rungs on our in our spirituality and who we are, what we believe, how we change, how we react, the amount of compassion and understanding we portray, how we, when we realize that we are all one, we're actually going up the ladder. And so next to the ladder is a bucket of lard. It's called the lard of life. And when we go out, we can stick our hand in that lard and try and go up the ladder, and we can just slide back down to where we're at because it's comfortable to stay there. But in ascending, what we're doing is we're learning the lessons of life. Life is a school. Love is the lesson. We grace it and we get on. So we don't hold grudges. We don't hold, I'm not angry at my father for what happened in my childhood or anything like that. I've released that. So then I can move beyond that level and I enter into a new level. I'm ascending into a new level, a new paradigm of existence. And in my ascension belief is that we are creating all of this. Every human is creating their life, their story. And so as I move up my ladder, I'm creating my dream life. And each of you can too.
I love that. Okay, well, I need a few minutes at the end of this show just to say my goodbyes because this is my last show, but I want to give you plenty of opportunity right now to share again how people can work with you, your website, and anything you'd like to leave my listeners with today.
Oh, well, thank you. I can be contacted via my website, which is lovelight, LUVlight.net. And on Facebook at Jane Del Piero, D-E-L, capital P-I-E-R-O. The best way to get a hold of me is either one of those sources. They can send me a message via Facebook or get a hold of me from my contacts page on my website. I do distance healings a lot, and so I can set up schedulings for that for anywhere in the world. Even if I'm traveling, I can still do that. And I just wish that everybody know that that they are a child of God and that they have come here to shine, and that may love and light shine upon each and every one of you. Many blessings.
You too. Thank you so much for being on the program today. As I said, you know, I've read and I've listened to a lot of this stuff, but there's something about your very, you just cut through things in a way that was just very enlightening for me today. So I want to thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Well, have a great rest of the day. All right. Again, if you want to find out and work with Jane, you can go to her website, Jane Del Piero, and her website again is lovelight.net, L-U-V-light.net. So this is actually my last broadcast here on the Om Times Radio Network. And again, as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm just incredibly grateful for all of the people that were part of making, you know, Entanglement Radio what it was. I really enjoyed my time here. There was such a level of growth, but as always, you got to listen to what's going on inside your heart. And it's sitting in deep meditation. I just got this idea that I need to take Entanglement Radio to a podcast for flexibility reasons, but also I want to make it expanded into conversations about technology, innovation, science, philosophy, medicine, all of these ideas, all of these things that help us unravel our fear and create space to activate our potential and feel connected. So you can continue to listen to, I'm hoping to have the middle of April, have my first Entanglement Radio podcast going live. So you can find out more about that on my website at hestiahealth.com, as well as in the next couple of weeks, I'm really going to be building Conversations from the Brink, which is going to be the home for Entanglement Radio. And it's also going to be a hub of human potential. And it's going to be a transdisciplinary amalgamation of, like I said, all of these conversations we need to be having, a really solutions-based website. Again, it's conversationsfromthebrink.com. It's kind of a long name, but so far people have been really enjoying that because we are on the brink here. And I think it is time for us to move out of that either-or mindset and move into conversations that are both and. Right now, you can just see, especially here in the political climate in the United States, just the divisiveness that's going on. And we need to be free thinkers. We need to, you know, we spent the whole day today talking about beliefs and removing those limited beliefs. We need to see beyond our triggers and really come together as a global community, which we are. This is our home and we share it. And we absolutely need to move beyond those triggers, move beyond those limiting beliefs, and have those both and conversations. Have those conversations that aren't necessarily aligned with your ideology and be open to hearing solutions, because that is what we need right now. We are a civilization on the brink. And it's time for us to come together. So you can find out more again about this journey at hestiahealth.com. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at Hestia Health and Entanglement Radio. And in the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to visit live Conversations from the Brink. Well, this is my last sign off here at Om Times Radio. This is Angela Levesque wishing you love and light.